KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is promising 5 million job opportunities. He says government will deliver them through the extended public works program in the next 5 years. He was speaking at the launch of phase 5 of the program in the Eastern Cape. Ramaphosa says the government will give the youth priority in public employment, artisan training and entrepreneurship programs.
41 billion rand has been transferred to poor households, ensuring that participants and their households live above the poverty line. They have gone on to building a better South Africa. We have seen EPWP beneficiaries who are part of the provincial roads program hard at work repairing our road infrastructure to make it safe for commuters.
The South African Post Office says retrenchment notices for some employees will be withdrawn should an application for TERS relief funding be approved. It would see employees under a specific bargaining unit having 75% of their salaries paid by the TERS scheme and 25% by the Post Office for no longer than 12 months. Around 4,700 retrenchment letters were sent out to SAPO staff last month. Saftu Swelinzima says the process will be extensive.
We're engaging with our union, that is part and parcel of the processes, and we are also keeping an open door with the workers who are obviously extremely worried about the development. At least one letter I have seen written to the worker. The post office may be embarking on a trick where they withdraw the retrenchment notices.
The South African Communist Party will join the ANC in its appeal against a court judgment on the Umkhonto weSizwe trademark spat. This week, the Durban High Court dismissed the ANC's application to prevent the MK party from using the name and logo. The ruling party insists the new political organization has breached trademark laws by using designs similar to those used by its disbanded military wing. SACP spokesperson Alex Mashilo says the Communist Party was one of the founders of MK during the struggle against apartheid.
We can't allow someone or a grouping of individuals to steal our heritage and use it for their private electoralist purposes as a political party. The original MK was not founded as an electoral political party. So this matter is far from over, because the legacy of Umkhonto weSizwe, the original, is our legacy, not the legacy of some people who are playing around with it to garner votes in pursuit of self-interest.
And Boeing insists it's focusing on fixing its faults and not its financial results after reporting a loss in revenue in the first 3 months of the year. It recently grounded its 737 MAX planes after a door plug caused a panel to blow out mid-air. The manufacturer delivered 83 commercial jets during the quarter, down 36% on last year. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 25 tomorrow, Richards Bay 26.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Everton boss Sean Dyche gears up for the Merseyside derby in the Premier League tonight. Hollybet's Dolphins captain Pranilan Subrayan says he's happy with where his team are ahead of the T20 Challenge playoff tomorrow, and things don't look too good for Rafael Nadal ahead of Roland Garros.